Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Magnum PI podcast. I am Liz.
No, you're not. I'm Liz.
Are you really? I'm Liz. That means I'm Eve.
There we go. We got it right.
Did we?
I don't know.
I don't know either. No, really. I'm Eve. This is Liz.
And we're doing the Magnum PI podcast.
In a weird situation. I don't think we've done it at this time ever before.
Yeah. I don't know. Have we?
No, it's early.
It's early, yeah.
We're late recording. It's early.
Yeah, it's like only 4 PM for me. So not yeah. So as you can tell, you can tell by the light. I have a
It's only 10. It's not even midnight as it's usually.
So we're actually maybe going to be not tired for once.
What a joke.
What a joke.
So I am dead tired because I've had a day and it's Magnum PI related.
Yep. I was up because of sunset on the beach.
Yeah. I was up since 4 a.m. because of sunset on the beach. We actually originally planned to record that 4 a.m. my time tomorrow morning, which would be Sunday, which is the day this comes out, but no.
But instead, we're doing it now.
Oh. Mainly because I was I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
And
even
I support
though 4 a.m. is my
that.
Usual time, but there's stuff on.
There's stuff on? Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Fridays, I'm watching a dancing show. That one's late, so it's incredibly hard to wake up at 4 a.m. on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Also, my painkillers are currently working, so there's a sloth between my legs. There's a sloth between my legs.
And by sloth, she means a koa.
No.
Oh, no, she literally means a sloth. Okay.
I am holding up a sloth plushie right now because koa, this puppy that I'm holding up now.
There he is.
This is his toy here between my legs. Apparently, he wanted to be lifted up with his... No. He wants his love between my legs. He placed it there right now.
What's up with this love, bub?
He's happy.
He is about to become very cranky because it's past his bedtime.
Shall we get into it so little Koa can relax while he listens to us record?
Yeah. Yeah. We are talking about episode 8.
We're just really excited for 9, though. That's why we're jumping
in. Yeah, we are. After Sunset on the Beach, we are incredibly excited.
Yes.
Ooh, how excited are we? But let's start with 8.
Yeah. We'll go to 9 later.
The opening of that episode.
Yes, we get to see a very differently dressed Magnum, shall we say.
Let's just say I've seen this outfit in a BTS months ago. I've been excited and curious for that for literal months.
Yeah, I remember that. BTS.
Finally, I know where that's from. It's from California. That was, you know, filmed on Hawaii, but who's counting?
Yeah. That doesn't matter. It's what the show says that it is that counts.
Yeah, exactly. It makes sense.
Ish.
I mean, but... it makes sense that it's in California. A plus for trying, dude. But really, yeah. You didn't try hard enough.
No. But that whole opening scene was great. I loved seeing him kick some ass. I also loved when he called Higgy and they had their little exchange.
I was reminded of a character of Jay's that I love very much that we also got a little bit of a kickback to from Sunset on the Beach. I'm going to explain that in a second. But I was reminded of Danielle Acosta. His character in Gang Related, and Tim Kang worked with Ray Gallegos, I don't know when, probably on The Mentalist. He mentioned him on Sunset on the Beach in an interview being like, he would love to be on Magnum. I would love to have Ray on Magnum. He played Daniela Costa's brother, Carlos, on Gang Related. So he and Jay should also know each other. Obviously they do, because there's like shit ton of scenes with them and BTS pictures with them together. It would be hilarious to have Ray on Magnum PI, and I kind of want that now. Thank you, please. Make it happen.
Be amazing.
Yeah, so it reminded me of Daniela Costa from Gang Related. If any one of you wants to check out that show, do. It's awesome. It's just one season, sadly. It got canceled. But the character arc that Jay's character has in that show is ridiculously good.
I think I've only seen the first episode. I have to go back and rewatch it.
You have to watch beyond the first episode. I'm going to tell you, it's ridiculously good.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've heard it's like really, really amazing.
It is. So we went off on our first 10 minutes.
We did.
5 minutes into the discussion of the episode.
What else is new?
Fair warning to everybody else. I have not seen the episode Not Drugged once. I've always been on some form of painkiller.
Yeah.
Wow. I have been feeling sick out of my mind. So technically, I have watched it undrugged once, but I was falling asleep on it. Like, so much that it doesn't even count. Sorry.
So we'll forgive Eve for any lapses.
And if you don't forgive me, that's cool. I'll rewatch it eventually when not drunk, but yeah.
No.
It is what it is right now.
It is what it is. Yeah, that whole, going back to the episode, that whole trivia night scene with Higgy and the queen and getting it wrong.
Yeah.
It was so cute. She was like, wait a second, no, I'm right. And then she was like, oh no. She's like, crap, I am actually wrong. Like, her facial expression, she was so, like, such kid.
Yeah, but it was a technicality. She's been the queen, effectively, since her father died.
Exactly.
It doesn't kind of, to me, it kind of doesn't matter when you put a fucking literal crown on her head.
Exactly.
Same with King Charles. He's the king. It doesn't matter if he has the crown on his head.
His coronation yet, crown,
which is happening, like, next month, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's been the king for like literal months.
Yeah. So and I am Team Higgy on that one, because
you're always Team Higgy.
Yeah, but this time really,
she could be telling you the moon is effectively neon green, and you would believe it.
No, no, not to that extent. But this one, I'm Team Higgy.
You would, because it's a TV show. So whatever Higgy claims is true for that universe doesn't necessarily mean it's true for the reality, but
fair enough.
TV show.
Fair enough. And then they had this sweet little exchange, her and Magnum on the phone.
Yeah, which is essentially one of the only Miggy scenes of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgive them, though, because they were cute episode moments, and I kind of like the Higgy's plot.
Higgy's plot?
That was cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that too. That
was cute. I liked the dynamic of TC. I liked the millionaire dude.
Yeah. I liked Higgy. I think one of the scenes that like sticks out in my head is when the drone comes back and the millionaire guy's trying to shoot it down with the shotgun and he keeps missing and she just goes, "May I?"
Yeah.
She's like, you got this. She's like, I got this. Like,
that is badass.
She's such a badass.
So badass.
Oh, yeah. I like seeing badass anybody in Magnum PI, but he's fun too.
Yeah.
And also, I think the last time,
she's not just fun too. Higgy is extra fun because she is a woman. It's still not 100% normalized for a woman to be badass, but what's even less normalized is for a man to just let the woman be badass.
And MP and in Magnum, they do. They let Higgy be a badass.
Yeah, Thomas, TC, Rick, they would probably, if it came down to it, probably happily be like, yeah, no, she's got that.
Yeah, and it even goes, and it even goes back, it even goes back to, like, the second or third episode of the series when Rick is like, you know, oh, now that you're, like, it's known that you're a spy, is that, like, a spy camera? And she goes, touch it and I'll break your fingers. And TC goes, do it, I dare you, because she actually will, because that's how much of a badass she is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
all the way, like, even back then, they were like, she can handle herself.
Yeah, as soon as they found that out, they were like, yep, no worries.
Yep.
We don't have to protect her, but we would.
She's got this.
It's like, oh, it's almost always this vibe with them. They feel like they don't have to protect her, but they want to anyway.
Yeah.
Because they love her. It's not because they think she's a woman that can't handle her. It's literally just because they love her and they would do the same for each and every one of them.
Yeah. She's part of the Ohana now. She's part of the, I don't want to say brotherhood, because now she's
she is a, she is part of the brotherhood.
But yeah, she's part of it. Because
fuck the patriarchy. Women can be part of a brotherhood.
Yeah.
There, I said.
So she's part of it now.
Yeah, she is. She is. All that's missing is a ring.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about
the engagement ring.
I'm literally talking about the cross of the Lorraine ring.
Yeah. Maybe that would be a sweet moment to happen. I would love to see that.
I would too. Remember the fanfic I wrote?
Yeah, I remember. That was a good fanfic. Mm. You wrote that when we were in Hawaii, didn't you?
You were literally sitting next to me.
I was going to say, we were sitting next to each other when you wrote that one.
It's one of these stories that I wrote while being bit by a plot bunny in Hawaii, which happens surprisingly often.
Yeah. I remember it.
I don't know what it is about Hawaii. It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, man. It's zebra dogs that I cannot get over ever. I love zebra dogs.
What's that?
Puppy fucked off, by the way, somewhere. I don't know where he is. Probably off to do mischief.
Oh. Yeah. What else about the episode?
Chasing the guy.
The guy. Oh.
Bear with me. I have no recollection of any names in the episode aside from the main characters.
Yeah. And me, it's Valentina, the pilot for the millionaire. No, that's all I remember.
Even. No. But chasing the guy had me shake my head at freaking Magnum very hard. Like, why would you bring them back to him back to the nest?
Yeah, that was that was stupid. That was stupid.
Yes.
And then when he goes, oh, he goes, we were looking for you, and this whole time you were looking for us. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Which is also something that we kept thinking since the beginning. Like, guys, they want to kill you. Why are you after them? Why are you literally presenting yourself on a silver platter eventually? There you go. God.
Just why? Why, yeah. why? And, like,
unintentional crap.
Yeah. I don't know. And when they used the guy that they got in California to get the other guy, I'm like, I don't trust this dude in California, even though he's, like, seeming to help them. I don't trust him.
Didn't they also bring him back to the nest?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How stupid is this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, don't go to Oahu. Go to Maui, get yourself some weird place.
Right? Don't
throw him off.
Don't lock him up in Robin's wine cellar. Like, what the fuck?
Also, Robin Masters is famous.
Exactly.
Guys, Robin Masters is motherfucking famous. There are literal tours of his estate, which is established in season one. Yep. Which means there are probably pictures of the room online.
Yep.
How hard is it to Google the fucking White Knight? Come to Robin Masters.
It's not hard.
And find the pictures. Like, that dude if he was clever, he found out where he was in like 2 seconds flat.
I'm sure. Oh, man.
Again, I'm still dying on this hill that it was stupid.
Yes, it absolutely was.
These attackers are dumb. I'm going to say they're dumb as shit because they know that it's a team between 2 Marines and 2 Navy SEALs. They gave literal interviews.
Yep. You've said
how
this
hard it is before. To do it's the so math. True. Oh, there's 2 Marines and 2 Navy SEALs. Might be our guys. Oh, and they happen to live on Hawaii. We're greenless right now?
Oh.
No, that's a complete coincidence.
Yeah. To me, these guys, like, even the guy when they were interrogating him, and he was like, we've been looking for you. I'm like, why do you seem like the dumbest piece of shit ever? Like,
how? Again, it comes down to the attackers apparently not being very clever. Because how hard is it going to be to look up who Green worked with, figure out how many of them still live on Oahu, and just check all of them out?
Exactly.
Probably really, not very hard. It shouldn't
these guys,
take them that long to actually attack one of them.
These guys.
And it still hasn't happened.
But also, I gotta say, Rick and Magnum, like, searching these guys out. Like, forget about bringing them back to the nest. Like, forget about that shit. But just going and searching them out. Like, I get the idea of wanting to, like, strike first and shit. But it's like, if they haven't found you yet, what the fuck? Like, would you go after them?
First is a good idea if you finish it.
Exactly.
With the first strike.
Exactly. Which they
clearly
didn't,
because
they
let you go. If you're just going in there and literally losing the moment of surprise. Yeah, striking first doesn't do much.
And then they let the guy go.
Yeah. Now, waiting for them and then striking when they're coming for you, like using the moment of surprise.
That's something.
Yeah. But now I'm like over here currently like, so the guys were too stupid to find you, even though you're probably one of, if I'm generous, one of 50 people. So like, look up everyone Green worked with. Who's still on Oahu should at most have taken you 50 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing? So now they are finally found them because they couldn't do it by themselves, even though there are multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have found them.
I don't think they would have.
No, they wouldn't have found them. That Magnum and Rick now not fucked up, they wouldn't have found him. Like,
no, I don't think they
would've. You've had so many chances to find them. You're not very clever.
No. Like, that was a dumb move on Magnum and Rick's part.
I feel like that move will bite them in the ass.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Based on the synopsis?
Oh, yeah.
I think.
The siege, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that it has to do with that, but I could be wrong.
They know Robin's Nest. It should take someone a couple of minutes at most to find that.
Yeah.
So how many wine cellars are there on Oahu?
Well, who knows?
How many cellars are there to begin with on Oahu? Because I kind of doubt that a lot of ocean fronting
places, yeah,
even have cellars. Just purely logistical, because that's expensive as shit, and a lot of places are already worth millions. You probably forego the cellar portion and just put it somewhere else in a cabinet or shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would assume, but I'm not an architectural expert. I'll never be an architectural expert because
neither
architecture just bores me at the moment. Might become one eventually.
I don't know. Yeah, so all that to say,
Matt was hot all the way around it. Like, that is undeniable. It was very visually pleasing to look at Jay in that episode.
It was.
Very visually pleasing.
I will agree.
But Millionaire was fun.
He was.
Panic rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Oh, you get it. If you feel like someone is after you or could be after you, you get a panic room.
I mean, he seemed to think, right?
He wasn't wrong.
Yeah, they were after his staff member.
Yeah, but he still wasn't too wrong.
No, he wasn't. Like, about the when, like, connecting the drone to something being weird. Yeah. I'll give him that.
And Higgy and TC being badass around that. Ooh, hot.
Yep.
The hug is adorable. I hope they do visit him eventually.
The which one?
The hug.
No,
from the
Millennium.
I hope they do visit him eventually. I could see him coming around a couple of times again and just being fun.
Back.
Yeah, and being fun.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we could probably make a whole list of people that we want back.
For me, Jin is not on that list.
I want Bernardo.
Yes, badly.
I miss
Ruthie. Him. I want Ruthie back.
Yeah, Ruthie.
I want to meet her wife. Well, not yet wife.
But.
Future wife.
Future wife, yeah. I want that. I want Ivan and Maya.
Yeah, Maya especially. I still feel like Ivan might be too late now, but Maya.
Yeah. Maya's more recent. Yeah, I don't know how they would swing Ivan at this point because it's been it's been a long time.
I feel like Maya could work well if she's that.
Yeah, Maya could easily come back.
Yeah, so much stuff, and then we still have to figure out who the attackers are, which we will probably. I'm going to say it probably at the very... I actually think probably in 10.
Yeah, I could see it. Because didn't... Am I remembering this wrong? Wasn't there some sort of interview or something at the very, very beginning where Eric said something about the main, like, that whole main plot being wrapped up by 10?
Yeah, but being wrapped up doesn't necessarily mean that the reveal of the enemy is in the last episode. It just means that they're taking care of the enemy. But remember how, like, in 5-0, they figured out about Wolfhead's wife way before the finale, where it was wrapped up?
Mm.
So they could, for all we know, reveal it in 9, but I just don't think so. I think they're keeping it to the end.
10, yeah.
Like, keep the unknown entity looming.
Yeah, I could see it.
I don't know.
We'll see. We only have, what, just over a week at this point till 10?
Yeah. 8 days.
Yeah, 8 days. That's crazy.
8 days, and then we're the Hiatus Entertainment again.
Yep.
The hiatus content.
Yeah.
Just like this thing was originally planned. Woohoo.
Ooh. But it's true, yeah.
Speaking of being the hiatus content, we are gonna need fans to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanna be on a podcast or just wanna talk to us, hit us up and we'll talk.
We'll promise we're fun.
Yeah, we'll talk story. We're fun. We're weird.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Come join the party.
Nicole can vouch for us being fun. She's been back so often.
Yes.
She wouldn't be back if we weren't fun.
No. And hopefully she'll come back again.
Yeah. I mean, she just had this amazing road trip with Shannon. So might be back.
I want to hear all of that, too.
Yeah. Oh, that road trip looked so much fun with the attempts of hugging animals and everything. I would have done that. Okay, so let's talk about the sneak peek and the promo.
Yes, screaming, crying, throwing up, as our moderator said on Twitter the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all of that.
I got really stupid excited because I love Thomas Wump, so I was thriving.
Yeah. That my whole like, I was at work and I think all
okay,
my.
Okay, but what sound did you make when you saw the bullet?
Oh, literally like. Literally, it was just like a like I was like, what? And I think that's when all my coworkers were like, what the fuck is going on? Because like I have a coworker right across the hall.
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit. it was a holy shit moment.
Yeah.
It
was ooh.
But I have a prediction.
You have a prediction. Give me your prediction.
So you know at the very beginning of the sneak peek where he's like Higgy, hey, Juliet, and then it kind of like focuses in. So I have a couple predictions about that first couple.
Give me a second, everybody. Who's watching with video? I'm being off screen for a second. I will still be able to talk to you, but someone is losing his mind. So keep talking.
So when he says that whole part about Higgy, like hey Juliet, I think it's because it was kind of like muffled. I think it's when he like. You know, eventually when this all ends, it could be, like, the some sort of a rescue moment or some sort of a...
He's trying to rouse her.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to rouse her. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. There's that. And I also think that when she says about the champagne and he mentions being relaxed, that something tells me that it's whoever did it to her... Like, you know, telling her to relax or whatever. That's my theory.
I didn't even think about that one yet. I'm fully with you with the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think that's real life Magnum trying to rouse Higgy.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to flashback.
Yeah. I think that it's going to be whoever did that to her.
Also, I think we're going to flash back because sneak peeks tend to be at the beginning of the episode.
That's true. That's a good point.
So I'm like fully expecting this to be one of the first scenes.
Yeah, you might be right because it's true. It often is.
I literally don't remember a sneak peek that wasn't in the first 15 minutes of Magnum PI. Literally don't remember a single one.
Yeah.
It's way too often even the first scene. Wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Could be.
I mean, it would be a nice thing. Just start off with that shot moment and then flashback.
Can we talk about how good they look, too?
Can we talk about the dress?
I was going to say, the dress? I love it. I'm like, it's long. She's wearing heels. It's got a cut in it.
It reminds one of the Viper episode.
Yep.
AKA same the color. Dress that Richard is associated with.
Mm-hmm. That's the dress that she wore the first night Richard told her that he had feelings for her.
Ouch. He scratched me.
Oh.
He almost slipped off the couch.
Yeah, that is a good point. I didn't even put two and two together till just now. That is very true. It's very similar to the Day of the Viper dress.
Yeah. Someone in wardrobe blessed us.
I hope we get to see more, like, full length of it at one point.
Ah, me too.
Because I need to see a full length shot. No, watches her,
you're
like,
staying sitting, here. You're staying here.
You know, that I need to see.
Yeah. He looks so good, too. I have to admit something, though. I have not watched the second sneak peek.
Oh, the one with Katsumoto? I watched it, but...
It was at a time last night where I was about to fall asleep, and then I watched Sunset on the Beach stuff, and then I was losing my mind about Sunset on the Beach stuff, and then I had to go to the cinema, and now I'm here. So there was
no
there
time.
Would have been time, but also no.
Yeah, it's an okay sneak peek, I guess.
I mean, I'm going to see it when the episode airs in
yeah,
a little over 24 hours.
Yeah, so excited.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's talk about... Oh, but by the way, Tripwire moment.
Ah, yes.
What do you think?
Okay, so I think I see a badge.
Yeah.
On the body, and other people have seen it too. So my guess is it's not Magnum. That
why Magnum owns a badge?
True, it could be. I know, but I feel like I don't know. I'm just thinking not Magnum. My first thought when I saw the what looked to be a badge was not Magnum. That's my first.
I'll raise you one. I also think it's not Gordon because he has broader legs.
True. And well, I mean, I guess technically it could also, if to like continue on that train of thought, if he's not in Hawaii, right? Because in the synopsis it says that he's on the mainland, right?
I didn't right? Even so think about that. He's not so, in Hawaii. Why
would he have his badge? Right? Like, yes, okay, like, let's say hypothetically, it's like, oh, Gordon hit a tripwire on the mainland. Like, no, why would he have his badge, though? So that leaves me with Child, I guess.
Okay, here's the thing. He could be working with the local police department, in which case he would need his badge. But also, why?
Exactly.
He's just there with his child on a college tour. I think the synopsis would have said something about that. If there was like Gordon gets roped into helping said police department when on a college tour with Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, basically, yeah. You're making good points.
Yeah.
He's so not that on the island.
That leaves me with only really Childs, unless it's like a random HPD dude and they're making it look like it's somebody. But again, like, I don't know.
Why would they? I mean, unless we meet the random HPD dude.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, this it doesn't make sense.
But also, wouldn't we hear about that in the synopsis? Yeah. I don't know. It could be. Know. But yeah, my money is on Childs.
Yeah, my money's on Childs too.
And I don't think it's the only one. Relatively long legs, lanky kind of legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
My money's on Child.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking that. We'll see, though.
Yeah. We see if it connects to the explosion after.
Right. Yeah. Because we technically don't even know if that tripwire has anything to do.
Tripwires can do a lot of stuff. They don't always trip explosions. It could be linked to a shotgun.
Yep. And I mean,
else
and also.
The explosion.
And how do we know that the explosion's not one of Higgy's hallucinations?
True.
Right? Could be. Like, it literally could be. That's the thing
also,
about
this
episode.
What the fuck is Magnum up to?
That, too. We don't really know.
Yeah, of stuff.
And also, because Higgy is hallucinating, like, they could do so much and make
God.
It look it, real.
Honestly,
you know?
It could even just be Magnum with a badge being blown up in that house and Miggy hallucinating it.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Honestly, could be. I hope that we truly get to see how Higgy ended up where she ended up. Like, I will be really mad if they pull, like, a 309 and we just see her, like, messed up, you know? Like,
but
I need to know.
It's 09.
Yeah, I know. They better not do a repeat.
They're not doing a repeat. I doubt they're doing a repeat, at the very least. I believe Jay Hernandez would put a white van in the picture. Get me a bloody white van and just place it somewhere. Have it drive the car.
Yeah. I'm hey, fuck.
we are in a glass case of emotion about this stupid fight.
Yeah.
The length of time that it takes some people to realize that it was
the same guy.
The end of that storyline.
I need because I like me some Higgy Wump, so
I like myself some Magnum Wump, even if it's just hallucinated. Koa, come here.
Yeah.
Puppy, come here. He's losing his mind again.
Mm-hmm. Crazy Koa.
Yeah. So, sunset on the beach.
Turning from drug tiggy to sunset on the beach.
Yes. I mean, it fits. They showed the episode.
They did. It's true. They did show the episode. Yes. Our cast looked like they were having a ball at sunset on the beach. Yeah.
As does the crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alden Diaz looked like he had so much fun with his wife. Mm-hmm. Lauren and so on.
Yeah, very they look like day. It looks like it honestly looks like such a fun event.
Yeah. Also, I mean, it's they just finished shooting. Yeah, I would guess like, they're just like relaxed now.
Yeah. It must be such a fun little celebration too, like to have it on like the last day of shooting. Like, you know?
Yeah, we're done. It's cool.
It's a nice little relaxing moment.
Yeah.
To enjoy
some of them
the work
get to go home. Some of them go on to their next project.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Like, oh, it must have been so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. I heard about a few projects. I'm excited to see the hiatus projects that they're getting into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really excited. Also, I feel like I have to put it out there. If you see cast film like a movie, don't worry. People do it all the time in filming hiatuses. It's nothing. Like, some movies wrap in 6 weeks. Mm. It's cool.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, and I also wouldn't worry about it because, like, we don't know, like, when, like, because we don't know when the back half of 5 is airing, right? So then, if we do get a season 6, we don't know when that's going to air, hence we don't even know when they're going to be filming. So they might film later than they normally would, which would give them even more time to do other things.
More shit. Yay.
So,
yeah,
I wouldn't worry about it.
Don't worry about it at all.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Such a fun event. So, I love that they finally picked it up after COVID again. And I love that the first one back is Magnum and not NCIS.
I know, I thought that too. I was like, NCIS has yet to have one, and we are special.
It'd be cool to have one. I'm cool with it. It's just like, it kind of feels special to have Magnum be the one to do it, because there also have been the first ones to be back after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it kind of feels very appropriate.
It does. It does.
And also, I love it for the crew and the cast to have gotten this, and it feels... It doesn't necessarily have to be NBC being like, oh my god, we believe in Magnum PI like that, because Sunset on the Beach is kind of a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It just could be like their way of giving back to Honolulu, thanking them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to mean anything, but it feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels like it. Like, it's a fully personal and emotional thing, but it feels like it's NBC, like, being, oh, yeah, we like what's happening with Magnum PI. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but It feels yeah. like it.
Yeah. Oh. Gosh.
I love Sunset on the Beach.
Oh, yeah. I've
been there.
I know, me too.
I had a few pangs of pain because I was there when the original one was supposed to happen. Mm. I could have seen it had it happened in February. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a day. What a day, which is also why we're recording this at a weird time.
Not a bad time, though, to be honest.
No. Also, you heard Jay talk about we'll find out about season 6 soon.
Yes.
It feels very positive. Again, mm-hmm. It's a personal feeling. It feels very positive. Mm-hmm. It feels very, very positive right now. However, I want to keep reminding people. Last year, Jay said that we would get season
Same
5
thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, he said we would get it for sure. This time there was a maybe involved.
Yeah. He's being a little more cautious this time.
Yeah, thanks. Now because of that, I actually think it's going to be renewed. Like, I'm like, oh, he got bit badly by CBS. So he's going to be cautious, but I don't know why. Because honestly, he didn't say it would be. A year ago, he said that season 5 was going to happen. It's going to happen. Literally said it's going to happen.
Yeah.
This time he said it. Maybe season 6. I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
Again, soon. We don't know how soon Jay thinks soon.
Yeah.
Could be tomorrow. Could be like soon by his definition. Could be like in a couple of months.
Yeah, we have no idea.
So,
I'd like to know, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, I guess this was it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we have anything else to do.
We don't have a new promo. We've already talked about the promo. We don't have any other spoilers.
Nope.
We're not going to have any spoilers anymore because we're at the end of the season, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, we're obviously talking about episode 9.
Yep. Yikes.
Yeah, I am so excited for this episode. I have a good feeling about that.
I have a good feeling, too. I have a good feeling, too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You guys. Bye.
Bye.